listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
To today's episode of LA Talk Radio. Today is going to be serious. We're going to jump into something right away that I think is important, and it's been on my mind for a long time. And that is this idea of liberation or transformation, and how it is that word is misused, misspoken, and not done complete injustice. And let me tell you what I mean. Liberation is not the high. It is not the target. We hear people talking all the time about going to an event, reading a book, having a healing session, having an ayahuasca retreat, or, you know, a sound experience with frequencies and everything. And suddenly they're healed. Suddenly they're lifted. Suddenly they have this breakthrough of epic proportions. I'm not even going to disagree with any of that. Let's say every piece of that's true. That doesn't matter, because it's only the beginning. So let's dive in, and maybe I've already made you mad, and that's okay, because I'm going to say stuff here that is going to irritate people today. Your breakthrough is not your liberation. Your retreat is not your liberation. Your revelation is not liberation. Your healing session is not liberation. Your spiritual experience or your NDE or your conference is not liberation. Your giant emotional release is not liberation. All right, if I haven't made you mad yet, that's okay. Because your ayahuasca retreat or your breathwork session or your sound bath or your coaching breakthrough or the near-death experience, your song, your prayer, every one of those things, everything that you have, your weekend workshop, your vision quest, your tears on the floor, your moment when you finally feel the weight leave your shoulders, none of that by itself is liberation. Now, catch your breath and quit cussing at me. All of that may be absolutely real, and I trust that it is, because I'm not against any of that. I've experienced many of those moments. If you know my history, I've had divine interventions and near-death experience and all kinds of things. Whatever it is may be the most important door that has ever opened in your life. But that door opening isn't the same thing as walking through it. It isn't the same thing as moving your life to the other side and refusing to crawl back into where you just were. So I want you to remember that as the baseline. There's nothing wrong with those things. In fact, they're necessary and they're right, but they're only the beginning, and too often we pretend like they're the goal. So this is what we're talking about today. We live in a culture that's addicted to moments. Everything's a sound bite. You know, everything is reduced to what you can play on a TV clip and at most a 22-minute episode in a TV sitcom. People are addicted to those moments. Maybe you are. I used to be. But it's an emotional high. They want the tears. I'm not going to say you, because maybe it is you and maybe it's not. People want the tears. They want the shiver. They want the room where everything is vibrating and everybody's crying and saying, this changed my life. And sometimes it did. And we want that. But again, that's just the tip. By itself, it's nothing. And before you get mad, well, go ahead and get mad. Let me tell you why. When you go home, did your life actually change permanently, substantially, and in the direction you meant? Not did you feel changed, but did you, or not did you post something magical about your change and how changed you were or how powerful that was, right? Did you wear the necklace or the journal or the whatever, the framed quote, the retreat photo, the recording? Whatever it was, did you put that on the wall and that's what you worship? Here's the real question. Did your calendar change? Did your money change? Okay. Did your relationships change? Did your habits change? Did your work change? Did your integrity change? Did your language change? Did your body change? Did your business change? In other words, did that thing go on and do what it was supposed to do? Did your real capacity to create and to serve, did that really show radical difference? Because if that doesn't change, all of the rest of it doesn't matter, because you're not yet in real liberation. So let's say what these things are. A moment can awaken you. It can open your heart. It can make you, you know, get emotional. It can break you free from a prison. And there you are standing outside the prison walls. A flash can show you the beautiful mountain. It can reveal the person you're capable of becoming. You can see that in an instant. But that moment cannot live life for you. The moment cannot pay the bills. It can't create the business. It can't find clients. It can't write the book. It can't repair the marriage. It can't keep promises, right? It's not going to be there. The moment can't wake you up at 5:30 tomorrow and do the work. So the moment, it doesn't create the offer. It doesn't forgive the person. It doesn't forgive yourself. It doesn't tell the truth. It doesn't do any of those things. It doesn't write the chapter, train the body, clean up your environment, or become a new person. All of those things belong straight up to you. And so when we have these miracles happen, and they do, they're just the beginning. Not because the opening is fake, because it's not. The opening is real. But we have learned to treat the opening like it's everything. And it's not. Let me give you the big idea here right now, okay? Because this is what we're talking about today. Liberation is not an event because something happened to you. Liberation is a long-term event over time because you built a new life from what happened. If you didn't build a new life from what happened, it doesn't matter. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about what constitutes real liberation that's permanent, lasting, and creates what you want. There's five parts to a real liberation event or process. And a lot of times people use the word event to be a small moment. And I'm using event as a longer term process. So here are the five things. Number one is a moment of inspiration. Now, all of those things that I talked about and 38 other ones that I didn't name that you might be making excuses for having experienced, they're just a moment of inspiration or a half an hour or a day or whatever. They're a fragment in time of an inspiration. Whether it was a second or a day or, you know, hours or whatever, it's just still a moment in time. The second part of this is a commitment to change. The third part is a plan to create, right? A real plan. And the fourth part is a source of continual power, because those moments come, and like every other emotional moment, however strong they are, they fade with time. And the source of continual power is the revitalization needed to wake them up again and again and again, not a little, but right up to full power. And the fifth thing is a process for consistency. So those are the five things that give you real long-term liberation. A moment of inspiration, right? A commitment to create something new, a plan for that change, a source of continual power, and a process for consistency. If you miss any one of those, you're toast. You're going to slide back. You're going to get slapped in the face with real life as it comes again and again, because old habits have gravity. Old rooms have gravity. Gravity. Old relationships. Old fear has gravity. Old money worries have gravity. All those things will come and get you. So let's talk about how to do this. Now, the moment of inspiration is real. I started by saying those things aren't your liberation, because they're not. So even though the moment of information is real, it's not enough. Now, I've got a list of things that are just a small list, but they're things that might constitute that moment of inspiration. So maybe it comes from a prayer or a revelation or a near-death experience or a conference or a coach asking powerful questions or somebody singing a song. that cracks your heart open, or comes, might come from a book or a conversation with your coach or with a friend or with your spouse. It might come from a doctor telling you the truth, right? It might come from a business failure. It might come from finally getting slapped upside the head in some hard way. It can come from walking into a room and realizing these are my people. It can come from sound work and people, you know, would use their voices or sound bath or instrumental things, silence, meditation, music, a sacred place, a mountain, a hospital room, a birth, a loss, a death, a moment where God is speaking to you, or a moment where you stop lying to yourself. All those things and all the rest can be your moment of inspiration. And the struggle we've got is we worship those and we don't move forward. So I am not mocking any of these moments. I've had a ton of them. I believe in them. I live in them, and they are powerful and necessary. And I've had moments that have radically changed my life in that moment. And where the veil was thin and you know, you just know certain things. The presence of the divine and truth was unmistakable. But, and so I'm not here to say inspiration is cheap or anything else. And when it happens, we mean to take it. We mean to hear it. We mean to do something with it. That's what we mean to do, and then we don't. Because the moment is not the whole thing. It is just a moment. It is the match. It's not the firewood, the hearth, the home, the heat, the fuel. It isn't any of those things. It's just the match. All right, so then what? If you strike a match and you don't put the rest of that stuff together, it just goes out. And that happens to people. They go somewhere. They go home. They cry. They shake. They laugh. They forgive. They release. All of that happens, experience, and they open up, and then they go home. Okay, and the old job's waiting, the old relationship, the old problems, the old calendar, the old phone, and the old addiction, distraction, whether it's a substance or a behavior, the old excuses, the old, you know, feelings, all of those things, same inbox, same business model, right? All those things are the same, unmade decisions and choices, same unfinished conversations. So let's talk about what to do next, because instead of asking why did the magic fade, let's realize something. Magic is not architecture. Inspiration gives you access, but it does not give you architecture. Let me say that again. Inspiration gives you access, but it does not give you architecture. You can see the mountain in a flash, and you still have to climb it. You can see the door that is open, and you still have to walk through it and stay there, right? You can receive a revelation, but you still have to hear it and move forward. You have to, you can feel free and liberated for an hour, but you have to then do something to build the habits now, the brand new habits of a free person. All right. So this is where life just comes in, or this is where the lie comes in. Because then sometimes we say, if the moment was real, then life should change automatically, right? That's not how it works. Nothing of value comes like that. Everything that grows, everything that develops, takes its own time. An oak and an acorn, geologic formations, the Grand Canyon, everything beautiful. If you've ever tried to build a house, the inspiration to build a house doesn't pour the foundation. It doesn't put up the framing. You know, if you're inspired to get healthy, the inspiration doesn't prepare you for the right food and the right exercise for your body for the next 6 months or year or whatever it takes, depending on how far the goal is. If you get inspired to write a book, the inspiration doesn't write the chapters. Okay? And what I'm saying is obvious to you, but nobody does it. I can't tell you the number of people that tell me. They list the places, the books, the conferences, the gurus, the masters they've studied, and then they tell me how much they learned and how powerful it was, and they come home and get steamrolled by the old habits. So instead of doing that, Let's figure out how to make it real for you today. I'm going to give you exactly what I have created for me and my clients that works and will then build the life you saw in the flash. Okay, so let's figure out what happens if we don't do this. You go from event to event, looking for the adrenaline high, the spiritual high, the rush. And it's always this feeling of, I am about to change. That's like joining a gym membership that you're and saying you're about to get in shape. And you don't rearrange your schedule and rearrange your life so you have the discipline and time to go every day. So people go from mastermind to mastermind and event and ceremony to ceremony and treatment to treatment. And, you know, the wilder and more novel the treatment, the more exciting it is. And that you don't build the plan. You don't change your calendar. You don't master the psychology of all of it. You don't acquire the skills you need. You know, being a different person requires, guess what? That you be a different person. Wow. And if we don't follow the rules, we keep chasing the next event. All right, so here are the five parts of the liberation event, because you were born to create. And my heart breaks every time I hear one more time about how many events and efforts and books and treatments and whatever they are. You know the list. So let's talk about the moment of inspiration is first. And that can come from any of the places. We listed at least two dozen so far. And it, you know, your retreat, your conference, your book, your treatment, your sound bath, your ceremony, the moment, whatever it is, you can have all those. But a true liberation event isn't what happens in that moment of inspiration. The moment of inspiration is the flash of lightning. Okay, what needs to follow is a commitment to create. Now, I want to talk about commitment for a minute. The moment of inspiration, you've had one. Maybe you've had 10. Maybe you've had 20. Maybe you chase them all over the place and you hope that there's going to be some magic that happens in the next one, because the next one will be the right one and blow my socks off and then I'll be there. Never going to happen. And you're going to spin this treadmill forever. So let's get past that. The moment of inspiration we've talked about at length. This is the interruption, the pattern interrupt, the slap upside the head, the 2x4, the flash of light, the mountain revealed, the future business or self in stark relief, and you can see it. Second is, I'm waiting on purpose, a commitment to create. It's not a wish. It's not a vibe. It's not a hope. It's not a vision. It's not, I really should. It's not, oh man, wouldn't that be nice? It's not any of that. It's not someday. It's not, I really got to do this. It's not, I felt so clear. Off the table, off the table. A commitment, I'm going to make a point here. A commitment is a special thing. We make promises all the time. You promise yourself you're going to do something. You promised yourself you were going to go do whatever that was. And let's say it landed and it was perfect. A commitment is a special opportunity, a sacred covenant that you cannot, will not refuse to break. You know, we make promises and state intentions all the time, and then we don't do them. Those aren't commitments. Commitments are things, and this is the way I'm using it here, commitments are things that we do no matter what, that hell or high water, we deliver. Not, well, this happened. None of that. So when you have a flash and you see it and it just excites you and you just jump up and down and you know that it's in you and you know it's in your future, the commitment has to rise to that level of intensity. That means I'm committed to get rid of whatever I need to, or add whatever skill or opportunity or whatever I need to make that happen, because damn it, I'm delivering that thing. No matter what. That is a commitment. So here's some measurable questions. Okay, I wrote down a whole bunch of them to think about, and they're just random, but let's go here. What changes Monday? What changes in your calendar? What changes how you use your money? People tell me stuff's important to them, and I ignore it all. I say, show me your calendar, show me your bank account, and I'll tell you what's important. What changes in your body? What changes in your offer? What changes in your marriage? What changes in the truth you speak? What changes in your team? right? What changes in your language? What changes in the true identity? What changes in that quiet conversation you have with yourself every day, many, many, many times a day, when things succeed and when they fail? What skills do you need to acquire that you don't have yet? What do you need to start practicing? What do you need to stop doing? What is it that needs to be measured? What is it that needs to be removed? What has to be built? All those things need answers. And maybe every one doesn't apply, and maybe there's 20 more that do apply. But you get the picture. There has to be some specific, concrete things that change, and not all at once. You can't leap tall buildings in a single bound. But the path, the commitment to change, has to be there. That's first, and that has to happen. The next piece is a plan to create it, because I can list all the things that I know I need to do, and if I don't have a plan, it's not going to happen. That's like saying, well, I'm going to paint the house. And yeah, you know, it's just the beginning of summer, so I got the summer to do it, and I'll do a little at a time. But if you don't turn down other Saturday activities, assuming you work during the week or whatever, if you don't turn down a bunch of Saturday activities, if you don't figure out the color, if you don't buy the paint, if you don't set aside time and actually create the plan, you know what's going to happen. It's going to fade back into the back burner, and like yesterday's news. So at the end of the summer, you're going to say, wow, I was going to paint it. And you may have been sincere, and you may have been emotional, and you may have been grateful, and you may have been any of those things. Maybe not about painting the house, but you know what I mean. Serious change requires a plan. And so a plan is deadlines, dates, steps, processes. A real plan that if not you, but if someone else looked at it, they would say, oh, this is a real plan. I believe you. You'll get that done. Because they can see that the plan is real. Part four, I call a source of continual power, okay? And a source of continual power is this. When we have those moments of inspiration, they come hard, they feel beautiful, they melt your heart. Maybe you weep, maybe you shake, maybe you just feel on fire, or some combination of those, or maybe it's just this quiet knowing, and there's no external thing at all. That's wonderful. And those things fade. And one of the easy reasons to understand is much of that kind of feeling is tied to our emotion, our nervous system. The nervous system creates neurotransmitters, and cocktails of those neurotransmitters are responsible for our feelings: anger, frustration, bliss, joy, satisfaction, spiritual enlightenment. The body responds with all kinds of neurotransmitters, and maybe there are spiritual neurotransmitters too. I kind of think there are. But here's the thing. All of those chemicals get processed in the bloodstream, and we don't stay in that state. I read a book called Anger Kills. Doctor did a study about people that keep a lot of cortisol and adrenaline in the system as baseline frustration or anger, and they die 10 years sooner. So you can't live with those neurotransmitters present all the time very effectively. So then the question is, what is your source of continual power? And let's define it real easily. A source of continual power is something that you do that you know on demand is going to wake you up and return you to that state of power. It is some set of things that you have reliable experience will move you from any situation, defeat, frustration, weariness, anything, boom, back up to the red zone. I'm thinking in the studio, you know, meters with little hands, but, you know, boom, all in, fired, firing on all cylinders. Do you have something that does that? Now, what I have created for me is a personal truth document. I have a daily creation process, because I've found that if I don't do that creation every day, that inspiration, and even if there's a plan, and even if I'm committed, it fades. Things get in the way. Life happens. Stuff doesn't go like you want. You know the drill. It all happens. So My answer is really simple. It's not wishful. I have a source of continual power that reliably, every day, puts me all the way up to 100. 100 Kellen. 100 on fire. 100 connected, converted, committed to the vision. Period. Now, that didn't happen overnight, and it's not an accident. I wrote about it in a book called Living with Purpose and Power, because I wanted to share both the principles and the process with you. So if that interests you, go there. So we need continual power. You can't keep going if you don't have, you don't stop and get gas. If you're driving somewhere, or diesel, or charge your battery, or whatever you use for your car, you got to stop and recharge. And my experience, and I have a lot of it at my age, is daily creation is essential. Okay? So it means recreating the power that's available. It means stop being a victim of noise and circumstance. It means stop letting externalities and people's opinions and ideas move you around and sway you. They don't need to. Why? Because you have developed your source of continual power. And again, if you need my help doing that, get a hold of me. Okay, Your Ultimate Life Podcast, this URL right here, Your Ultimate Life. Well, that's Kellen Flukiger Media. Sorry, on the other side. YourUltimateLifePodcast.com. There's a contact form. YourUltimateLifePodcast.com. Now, this show's called Your Ultimate Life also. But go there and get a hold of me. I'm not hard to find. So after you have created your source of continual power, that's like your secret nuclear reactor in the basement. You know every time you plug in, you're off the charts again. The fifth thing is a process for consistency. A process for consistency. You know how hard it is to be consistent. Okay, I used to teach piano. I taught it for 40 years. The kids, adults, I taught both. Whatever, all kinds of students, beginning, advanced, whatever. Those that practiced regularly and were very consistent made real good progress quickly, and those that didn't. Even if they binge practiced on the weekend for several hours, it just doesn't work that way. So a process of consistency is critical, and I use the best metaphor, or not metaphor, but example, is a good coach. But you can have an accountability room, an accountability partner, but it has to work. Okay, here's a list. Coaching, some kind of accountability group, a daily checklist, a weekly reporting structure, a system, a rhythm, a scorecard. Any of those things can work, but here's what you do. If they don't work, you get a new one. Because what people do is they say to me, oh man, I've tried all that crap, calendars and rings or strings around my finger and all that crap. None of it works. Well, then the goal is give up on your goals, or the goal is find one that does work, that gives you the consistency you need, right? Instead of being an excuse for why you can't have what you want. It's got to be something that keeps me or you in motion. Because consistency is when liberation becomes visible. Now, we started this whole discussion with the idea that liberation, those moments of inspiration, aren't enough. A liberation event, as I've defined it, is like this. The moment of inspiration opens the door, the flash of light, the brilliant feeling, the total forgiveness, the unburdening, all that. That's just the start. Part two is commitment. And so the commitment to create chooses your direction. You lay it down. This is where I'm going no matter what. Then you have a plan, right? A plan to get there. And the fourth thing, you need power that fuels the journey, and the process keeps you moving. Those are the five parts. Okay, so now let's talk about the lie that is so prevalent that it destroys more people's dreams than I even know how to count, okay? The lie of the instant cure. We live in a time where people think everything needs to be instant, right? Everything needs to be solved in the length of a TV sitcom. Download and double click. If it's hard, you know, use ChatGPT or Claude or whatever your favorite thing is. And the thought is, if it takes too long, it must not be my season. If it's too hard, it must not be right. I must be doing the wrong thing. Okay, so here's the lie. I have a massive breakthrough, a total healing, completely unburdened. That isn't fake. That may be real. And it's just the beginning. Maybe you feel the forgiveness, or you feel the power, or you feel the possibility, or you're connected to God or life or love. I have people that come back from ayahuasca retreats, and they tell me they saw the universe and talked to God. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. But 6 months later or 3 months later, show me what's different in your life because of that amazing experience. It's beautiful to have those, but if we're going to honor it, we have to do something when we come home. Because even if you have those awesome experiences when you come home, maybe you still don't know how to manage money or create the kind of love and sharing you need in your marriage, or you don't know how to lead a team, or you don't know how to create an offer. You don't know how to finish your book. You don't know how to take the book you've already written and turn it into $100,000. You don't know how to build the course that you really want to build and you know you'd help somebody. The knowing how to do that doesn't come usually. And even if it does, the getting it done doesn't happen. That all requires the five parts that we talked about. So it doesn't mean the retreat or the moment failed. It means that that is not a substitute for the work that's still got to happen when we get home. A moment can release weight, decades of it, but it does not automatically install mastery. I want you to hear that. I don't care how powerful the moment is. I don't care how much it unburdens you. It doesn't install mastery, and it doesn't create discipline, and it doesn't give you knowledge. Maybe you need to learn some things. You might need to learn how to speak if that's what you want. You might need to learn how to create a powerful offer. You might need to learn how to sell things to people or offer them in a way that is powerful that's not salesy. Maybe you need to learn how to be seen without collapsing or hiding or being afraid. Maybe you need to learn how to receive criticism without running away and defending and hiding or feel worthless. Maybe you need how to learn how to lead a team. Maybe you need to learn how to tell the truth in public. Maybe you need to learn how to clean up some old stuff. That none of those things are punishment, but because this whole process is construction. Now, some people will resent this idea because I had the breakthrough is not enough. They want it to be enough. Okay, so you've had the breakthrough. Good, now build. Okay, maybe you say, I'm completely healed. Okay, now build. Maybe you say, but I know exactly what I'm called to do. Fabulous. Then build. Maybe you come back saying, I saw this total amazing vision. Great. Build. Because the real moment, the real truth of this process is what you have built, what you become afterwards. This is where business comes in, and money and influence and creating the impact and income you want in the world. We want to do that. If you've been through difficult things that have struggled, may cause you to struggle, then you have a desire to serve. And if you don't have it organized and put together, and you don't know how to make an offer, and you don't know how to create programs and products and services, it's just going to remain a personal breakthrough, which is wonderful, but you're not going to have the impact and income that you thought or you knew was possible when you had the vision. Okay, now hear this. The marketplace doesn't pay you or me because you had a breakthrough, because you had forgiveness, because you had this awesome thing happen to you, because you're healed. It doesn't pay for that. The marketplace pays for help. It pays for results. It pays for clarity. It pays for structure that they can follow. It pays for speed, saving time, time compression. And it pays for a path. They pay because they believe you can help them get somewhere they either can't get on their own or get there a lot faster. That's what the marketplace pays for. Now, your experience undoubtedly can give you authority, but your process that you articulate can give them confidence. Okay? Your breakthrough opens the door, and structure creates the value you can transmit to others. And if you refuse structure because it feels too practical, I got news for you. If it feels too businesslike, too ordinary, too strategic, then you're choosing a path of obscurity and of minimal impact. That is not noble. That is hiding. And you can get mad if you want. So let's talk about your environment. One of the things that might often have to change after you've had a big breakthrough is your environment. Who are the people you hang with? What are the things you watch? How much time do you spend doing non-productive things? Television, scrolling, social media, just hanging out. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those. But if you're going to build something, or if I'm going to, we got to trade. We got to trade and create productive time. How you use your phone or other smart device matters. How your offices matters, your friends matter, the people you hang with, the movies you watch, your calendar, your food, your rest, your sleep. All those things matter and will help you actualize the breakthrough that you've had. So maybe you need a different morning routine. Maybe you need a different room or conversation with your spouse or your business partner. Maybe you need to quit going to certain places. Maybe you need to quit paying attention to garbage. Or letting, every urgent demand overrule your long-term vision. There's all kinds of ways to think about this. And here's what I want you to take away from this part. The habits you have got you where you are. If you've now had a breakthrough and have been relieved of either guilt or shame or trauma or whatever it was, you still have to change the habits and practices or you'll stay right where you are. And those are just truths. All right, so let's bring this into story, because my experience has taught me, and I now know for sure, what the most powerful thing is that you and I have to offer the world, okay? And I'll bet you want to know what it is, because I'm going to assume at this point that you have had one or 52 breakthroughs, revelations, cleansings, healings, burdens lifted, forgiveness, all those things we listed earlier. I'm assuming that you have right this minute, the yearning to serve, to bless, to lift, to add good to the world, to help people. I hear it all the time. What I see missing is the structure. And here's how you create it from the experiences of your life. And the experiences of your life include the things that broke you, and those healing moments and flashes that gave you insight and healed you and gave you wisdom. All of those things are part of your story. Each of those things had several parts. The first part is what happened, whether it was rough stuff or liberating or helpful stuff. The second part is what did it mean? What did it mean? What did it teach you, either bad or good? The third part is, what do you believe? What did you believe, or what do you believe now? Because that changes. What broke or what got fixed? What you chose then and what you're choosing now. What you learned, whether it was good or bad, and what you're learning now. All those things are part of your story. And I call this the story of your becoming. Because right now, on the other side of your 27th breakthrough, your 27th healing, or 13th, it doesn't matter how many, you have an opportunity right now to take the story of your life, the struggles, the victories, the overcoming, the forgiveness, and turn it into the most powerful gift that you will ever own. It is your ability to serve millions and to make millions. Nothing you learn how to do is more powerful than the story of your becoming, which includes the struggles and the victories, the entire story. What most people never learn is how to use that, how to mine that gold, because that's a gold mine. All the struggles and victories you've had, including even if you've had 14 breakthrough experiences, all those things matter. But they only matter, they matter to you no matter what, but they only matter in terms of building a business or serving the world, essentially, or as many of them as you can reach, or me, if we organize them. Because if we don't do that, what we have are memories, we have emotional fragments, we have spiritual entertainment that we keep pursuing but don't turn into something magic. Maybe you have miracles. Maybe you've had trauma or breakthroughs or addictions or evidence or lessons or pain, divine interventions. I listed all those because, you know, all those have been part of my life and maybe yours too. So let's talk about how to do something with it, because right now it's all scattered. And the wisdom you have, because it's scattered, it has limited power. When you write, organize, and structure the story, you do. It's like a laser. You bring all that scattered light into coherent power, right? It's like a magnifying glass. The sun shines on paper, doesn't matter. You use a magnifier, burns a hole in it. The laser is the same thing. It can burn a hole in steel. Why? Because it's focused. The process to focus all the experiences, bad and good, that you've had is to write the story of your becoming. And the reason I say that is a book is a monologue. And because it is, we have to organize it so it can be understood and absorbed and felt and learned from. And that helps us create something that's no longer scattered, but focused like a magnifying glass or like a laser. When you write and organize this stuff, you do something profound. You stop being a person with this great pile of experience, and then you become a person with a body of work, a clear, focused, powerful body of work, and there's a massive difference. A pile of experiences is just that. A body of work can move people to victory. You can help them win, make money, and pay you, all kinds of things, because you've got it now focused. All right, so if you want to learn how to do this, you have to learn, you've got to figure out what the arc is, the arc of your growth and transformation. When did it begin? When did my prisons form? What was the moment of inspiration that I had? What am I doing with it? What refinements have I made? What commitments? What plan did I write? What was my source of continual power? And what was my process for consistency? What kept me moving? What did I learn? Who, and then you start figuring out the money part, which is who needs this? What is the very best way to serve them? All those things. And then what authority have I gained because, and I'm speaking for you now, what authority have you gained because you've been on this journey? And if you go through this process, it'll blow your mind about what you have. You just haven't organized it yet. So this is why story matters. Not because you had a mystical experience, but because you used it to change, and now you've used it to create a meaningful path and product and service that others can follow instead of just a scattered pile of anecdotes. You are becoming the gift. So let me say this clearly. Some of you have been sitting on a story for years, and you keep waiting for it to feel comfortable. It's not going to happen. You got to start when it's uncomfortable. And that means right now. This may mean right now it may be a sophisticated excuse for you. You don't need to be perfect to serve. You don't need to be finished to serve. You need to be honest, integrated, responsible, and committed. We're all continuously on that spiral mountain of growth. Some of you may be waiting until you understand the whole thing. You're never going to get there. You got to start. Some of you may be telling yourself, I don't know where to start. Start with the truth. Start with the prison. Start with the moments of inspiration. Start when the door was open. Start with what you chose, what you now know, and who and how it can serve, and then build. Now, I have something for you that is the most powerful thing I've learned how to do to help people write that story, turn it into a product and service, and make lots of money and have big impact. Okay, and I'm going to share it with you right now. It's called Dream It, Build It, Write It. Dream It, Build It, Write It. The URL is dreambuildwriteit.com. Dreambuildwriteit.com. It's here on the screen. Okay? Dreambuildwriteit.com. Go there and sign up. The next challenge isn't too far away, and here's what happens in that challenge. I'm going to show you how to think about your life, your developmental story is what I call it, how you got where you are. I'm going to show you how to turn it into a book. I'm going to show you how to turn it into authority. I'm going to show you how to turn it into products and services. I'm going to show you a specific path to create your first $100,000 from that book, The Story of You, The Story of Your Own Becoming. I've done it a bunch of times and I've helped a lot of people. We're talking about creating a life. Now, in the beginning, I said that moments of inspiration are like whatever. They're not a dime a dozen, but you've probably had lots of them. And then the question is the following: what commitment did you make? What plan did you build? What process of continual power and process for consistency? Because most people drop one or more of those, and then it becomes another half-finished project on the shelf you look wistfully at and wish you had time to complete. Well, let me help you. People that don't complete, they're obviously not bad or lazy. They just don't have the process. Sincerity without structure has to stay small. And that's not you. I am so sad of watching people with powerful stories stay invisible because you mistake emotional readiness alone for the requirement. You may, maybe you don't even feel ready, but I don't care. Build anyway. You may not know the whole plan. Start anyway. All of that will come. You may not have confidence. We can build that. Confidence comes from construction, not contemplation, right? All right. So you may not see that your story can become a book, an offer, a keynote, a product, a coaching, a platform, or anything else. Let me show you. That's what the process is for. All right. So here's your call to action. Go to dreambuildwriteit.com. Sign up. It doesn't cost anything. But here's the thing. Here's some questions to think about. What door opened in your life that you never built from? What did you know the moment you stopped obeying that inspiration? What truth did you receive that you haven't built from? You haven't built your mission from? What breakthrough did you celebrate that never was converted into a real plan? What calling did you feel called to do, but you never attached it to a real process? Those are the questions that matter, and they'll eat your lunch forever. Now, let me help you turn those into real products and services that serve and come from your deepest passion, and honor those moments of inspiration that you've had and turn them into plans, because you need some construction and commitment and power and process, right? That's what's missing for so many people, because they have these moments. And then when you move through the other five steps, then you have liberation. The door opening was the inspiration. The life you build on the other side is your true liberation. Because other than that, it's just wishful thinking. It's beautiful, but incomplete. So here's some final questions. Who can you serve because of what you've lived? Who can you help because of what you know? Who can you now guide? Who can you help see their own possibility? Who can borrow strength from you because you integrated your story? Okay? So that's why I keep coming back to the story. Your story, if you organize it, becomes a map, a book, a framework, a keynote, a workshop, a course, a movement. It becomes impact. It becomes income. All of those things are right there available for you, but not if it stays scattered. Scattered light doesn't burn holes. Scattered light never becomes a laser, and you're too good, you're too important, you're too powerful for that. And you keep saying, I know I should do something with this, and then keep doing nothing. Don't do that. So if you know there's a story in you, if you know you have lived something that should and can serve, if you know there's a book, a workshop, a keynote, a framework, a body of work, an authority platform, just trying to come through you, but you felt like you don't have time, you don't know how, you have, you know, fears, you haven't done it before, it's been sitting for a while, whatever the excuse is, if you're done being that person, looking wistfully on, this is for you. Whatever it is, a passion-driven entrepreneur, a coach, consultant, all of that whole list, if you know there's a power inside of you, this is what to do. Go to dreambuildwriteit.com right now. Dreambuildwriteit.com. Sign up. And don't just register. Show up live. The transformation is in the room. I promise you. Show up live. When you do that, you engage differently, you hear differently, you think, you decide differently. You know that. You know the difference between I'll watch that later and being there all in. So come prepared and all in. Be in the room. And during the challenge, I'm going to help you see how your story can be used and coalesced and brought in a powerful way and place. I'm going to show you how your authority can become an offer and a movement and an income and influence path. It's not magic. It's infrastructure. The book to bank authority map will be given to all those that attend every day live. It's not vague inspiration. It's a battle tested proven process that I've used a bunch of times. I mean, I've written 24 books and done this over and over again. So I'm going to go back to where we started. A breakthrough is not transformation. It becomes real, right? When you do the five parts, the moment of inspiration, commitment to create, building a plan, continual power, and a process for consistency. Honor the moment, but don't worship it. Be true to the moment by building something from it. DreamBuildWriteIt.com. Come, let me help you. Build the platform, honor the experiences you've had, and love yourself more than you have ever done, and create the income and impact your heart has been longing to create. I'd love to see you there. I know that if you listen and follow what I've given you, you can move forward and create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.